It is a cold Friday afternoon across New York and western New England on this final Friday of November. High temperatures are struggling to reach the freezing mark, and with a gusty wind, the wind chill values, or the feels-like temperatures, are about 10 degrees lower than the actual air temperatures. So as we work into tonight, it is going to remain quite cold. Low temperatures will generally be in the teens, but some areas are likely to slip back into the single digits, especially as the wind becomes less gusty later at night as high pressure builds in from the west. It has been fairly gray across our area this afternoon. We've had a good deal of clouds, some breaks of sun, and we're also tracking a few snow showers and some areas of light snow, at least from time to time. In some spots, the snow will cover the ground, and in western areas around Utica, we do have a lake effect snow advisory in effect through around midnight or so, as there is some accumulating lake effect snow. So if you happen to be heading west down the thruway towards Utica, be aware that there's a little bit more in the way of snow than what we are seeing here across eastern New York and western New England. As we work into the day tomorrow, high pressure will start things off tomorrow morning. And then as we go through the day, a warm front will approach from the west. So we're still going to see a good deal of clouds tomorrow, and we'll also have the chance for some spotty snow showers, especially in areas north and west of the capital region tomorrow afternoon. And as we work into tomorrow night, that warm front will continue to kind of nudge on through. That could bring a light wintry mix to the area, so it's certainly possible that we will have some slippery travel conditions late tomorrow into tomorrow night as that warm front comes through. And even on Sunday, that warm front is still nearby. We could see a few additional rain or snow showers. But I do want to point out that we're not looking for any heavy amounts of precipitation. But as you know, a little light snow or light icing can certainly cause some troubles on the roadways. And as we work through the second half of the weekend into early next week, temperatures will begin to warm up a little bit, so it won't be quite as cold on Sunday and Monday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low 8 to 16. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of snow showers, high 28 to 34. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, low 8 to 16. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, high 28 to 34. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low in the teens. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, high 30 to 35. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low 10 to 16. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, high 28 to 34. Region-wide, on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain or snow showers, high in the 40s, and on Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers with highs in the 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.